Archers, for the week 23 to 28 of June 2002.
Kate's arriving from South Africa, but not everyone is looking forward to her visit.
We bumped into Ed Grundy last night.
Oh, yeah?
In the Black Swan, with Jazza. Wanted to know if he could enter the single wicket.
He what? Jazza?
Yeah.
He's not interested in cricket, is he?
I don't know.
Well, he's Scottish.
I did wonder if it was a wind-up.
No, Phoebe. It's not for you to eat. It's for the ducks. Yeah, good girl.
How's it going, anyway? A single wicket.
OK. Could do with maybe half a dozen more players.
Morning!
Well, morning.
Hi, Auntie Jen.
Hello, Phoebe. Bless you, darling.
I thought you'd be on the way to the airport.
Oh, their flight doesn't get in till 12:30. Your mummy's coming to see you this afternoon, isn't she, Phoebe?
I don't think she quite understands.
Oh, Kate starts longing to see her.
It's difficult to know how much she remembers.
But she can't have forgotten going to South Africa.
Oh, no, I'm sure she'll be fine when she sees him.
How long are they staying?
Only a fortnight. Lucas has to get back for his work.
So, what sort of time this afternoon?
I thought, well, if you and Hayley could bring her round about 3:30.
Actually, Hayley's gone to visit her mum and dad.
Oh.
Yes, it'll just be me, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear, that's a shame. Kate's looking forward to seeing Hayley.
Really?
Of course. Remember the day Nolly was born? Hayley was such a hero. Anyway, a moustache. We'll see you later, then.
Yeah, yeah, bye.
See you.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Phoebe.
So, Hayley's gone home to mother, has she?
Yeah, just for the day.
Fancy coming down the bull lunchtime? Kirsty's working, so I said I'd drop in.
Well, I've got Phoebe.
We can sit in the garden, give her a bag of crisps, and she can feed the peacock.
Oh, I'm not letting her near that thing.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah. Lovely morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh, look, you've dropped a bit.
What?
A bit of your paper.
Oh, thanks. Trouble with Sunday papers, isn't it? So many sections. See ya.
Yeah, cheers. Poor bloke.
What do you mean, poor bloke?
Well, got to feel a bit sorry for him, haven't you?
You haven't heard the latest, then?
What?
Apparently, his missus left him because he was having it off with the vicar.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Tim. This is a surprise.
Are you doing anything this afternoon?
Why?
I wondered if we could meet.
What for?
I need to ask you something.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, no, it's nothing to worry about. Well, I thought maybe we could meet for tea. What's the big hotel called at the end of your road?
The Balmoral.
Yeah, meet me there.
It's horrendously expensive.
About 3:30.
Okay.
There, look. I can see your mother.
Where?
Over there. Looking in completely the wrong direction.
Oh, yes. Mom!
It's Jennifer. Over here.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I was starting to worry. Darling, it's wonderful. And Lucas, oh, how are you?
A little weary, but otherwise...
And my precious Nolly. Oh, look at her, fast asleep.
Lucky her.
Oh, she looks so peaceful. Oh, you poor things, are you utterly exhausted?
Mm-hmm. It was a very long journey.
I know. Did you manage to sleep at all?
Kate managed a little.
Not much.
But every time I tried, Northampton decided it was time to play.
Oh, bless her.
And we couldn't have her disturbing the other passengers. Close your eyes for a minute and she'd be halfway down the aisle.
Well, you said she was walking.
And now she's got the hang of it, there's no stopping her.
Hasn't she grown?
It's what children do, Mum.
Yeah. Jennifer, it really is so kind of you to pay for this trip.
Well, it wasn't me, to be honest. It was my mother.
Well, we are very grateful to both of you, aren't we, Kate?
Yes. Are you here on your own?
No, Dan's here. Only we were, well, a little bit late. Much more traffic than we expected for a Sunday, so he dropped me off while he went to park the car.
And Phoebe?
Phoebe?
What, did you bring her?
Bring her? No, darling, no, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you might have.
You'll see her as soon as we get back. Roy is going to bring her around for tea. Mm. Now, let's see if we can go and find your father, shall we?
Yeah.
You're going to the Royal, aren't you? Definitely. But it doesn't look like Kirsty's going to get the day off now.
You haven't managed to talk Alan round?
I don't know what the problem is.
No, Phoebe. Not in the flower bed.
She claims there's got to be two people in the shop.
Well, it's not that busy on a Tuesday, is it?
No, of course it isn't. Annie could manage perfectly well on her own.
Couldn't you get someone in for the day?
Thought of that. Kirsty rang up Peter. You remember Peter?
Well, the bloke who used to work there?
Yeah, before Kirsty. She said, would he fill in for the day? He said, yeah, no problem. So Kirsty tells Helen what she's done. Helen goes completely ballistic.
Why?
She says there's no way she'll have Peter back in the shop. Like he had his fingers in the till or something.
Did he?
No, of course he didn't. It was just a bit laid back for Helen. You know, didn't stand to attention and salute whenever she came in the door.
Yeah. Well, why didn't Kirsty just take the day off?
That's what I said. She's afraid Helen would give her the boot.
Oh, she wouldn't do that, would she?
She might. You never know with my sister.
Phoebe, I told you not in the...
Oh, God. Look at the state of her.
I can't take her to Home Farm looking like that.
Hey, I've just had an idea.
What?
Kate Aldridge's fella.
Well, Lucas. What, to serve in the shop?
No. Get him to play in the single wicket.
I don't know if he plays cricket.
Everyone plays cricket in South Africa.
But you don't think that might upset a few people?
Why should it?
Well, he doesn't live in Ambridge for a start.
He'll be living here on Sunday.
Yeah, suppose he wins.
What if he does?
He might take the trophy back to South Africa.
No, it has to stay in Ambridge.
Well, is that in the rules?
I don't know. Could be.
Well...
What's the matter? You afraid of the competition?
Well, this is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Toasted tea cakes. Haven't had those in years. Well, shall I be mother? Sorry. Unfortunate turn of phrase. I'll start again. Will I pour you some tea?
Thank you. So, how are you?
Fine.
You're looking well.
Yeah. Touch wood and fingers crossed. I've got through the feeling queasy bit.
Good.
And how about you?
I'm okay.
Good. Well, best not let those tea cakes get cold.
You go ahead.
Seem to have the appetite of a horse. Aren't you going to have one?
No, I don't think so.
Gorgeous. So, you didn't invite me out to tea for the pleasure of my company?
No.
You wanted to ask me something?
Yes, I,
Well?
Well, word seems to have got round the village. About you being pregnant.
Yes. The word got around about you too. You and Janet.
Ah.
So, the Ambridge gossips are having a field day, are they?
Yes. Well, several people are assuming, naturally enough, that the baby's mine.
Are they indeed?
And so they put two and two together and conclude that I abandoned my pregnant wife so that I could take up with Janet.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yes. Well, if it was just me, I could live with it, but it's making life very uncomfortable for...
It is rather news of the world, isn't it? Naughty vicar in village romp.
Siobhan.
Sorry.
So anyway, I wondered if you could let people know that it's not my child.
How am I supposed to do that?
I don't know, I just thought...
Put an ad in the Echo? Oh,
I could do it myself, but then people might ask me if I knew who the father was.
Oh, I see. It's like that, is it?
Doesn't have to be.
Right. I'm sorry, it must be very awkward for you.
Yes, it is.
I suppose I owe you.
Yeah, you do.
That night when I thought I was losing the baby.
Oh, that is...
Well, I don't quite know how I'm going to manage it, but I'll see what I can do.
Would Brian like some help, do you think?
No, he's only gone out to look at one of the jumps on the riding course. Oh. And he said there was a problem.
Perhaps I can give you a hand, Jennifer.
No, really, everything's done. You sit down.
It's a shame Debbie can't be here.
Oh, I know, but she's been in such a state with this wretched foot. Mm.
Perhaps we can go and visit her.
Oh, yes, she'd like that.
Oh, that's settled then, we'll go tomorrow.
Well, if that's what you'd like, I thought you might appreciate a lazy day at home.
So come on, Mum, tell us the gossip.
What?
Oh, what's been happening in Ambridge?
Well...
You said on the phone that Sid and Jolene are getting married.
Oh, yes, and you'll be here for the wedding. It's next Thursday.
Where are you going?
Good lord, no, we're not invited.
Well, that's a shame.
That'll be Roy and Phoebe.
Should I?
No, you stay there, darling.
Hey, don't look so worried.
I can't help it. I'm so afraid she'll have forgotten me.
Hello. Oh, hello, Phoebe. Hey, look at you.
Well, I had to change her, so I thought she might as well wear a smart frock.
Oh, come on, sweetie pie. Come and see who's come all the way from South Africa to see you. Look, it's
it's your mummy. Hello, darling.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
And Lucas, Phoebe. Remember Lucas?
Hello, Roy. Nice to see you.
Hiya.
Phoebe?
Hello, Phoebe.
She hasn't forgotten you then, Lucas.
Are you going to give me a kiss?
Oh, oh, sweet. Have you got a kiss for Mummy too? Oh, Phoebe, I knew you couldn't forget me. Oh, your little sister's just woken up. Are you going to come and say hello to Nolly? Come on.
Doop, sit down, Roy.
Oh, thanks.
So you'll be ready in about 5 minutes. Oh. Just bring the rest of the things in.
So, how's married life, Lucas?
I like it very much.
Yeah, so do I. And how's the new job?
Not so new anymore.
Oh, yeah, you were just starting out last time you were here.
Yes, I'm an old hen now. I get to do some big stories.
Oh, what? Politics and that?
Some of that, yes.
And what are you going to be doing while you're here?
You must ask Jennifer.
Well, what's that?
You have plans, I think.
Oh, I just jotted down a few suggestions, but you must do exactly what you want.
I don't want to go on lots of jaunts. I just want to be here with my family, especially this little one.
So, got anything planned for Sunday?
No, nothing specific. Why?
Well, I was hoping I could talk Lucas here into playing in the single wicket. Oh.
Single wicket? What is that?
It's a sort of a cricket match. Only instead of two teams, it's a knockout competition. It's dead easy.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Why not?
Cricket?
It'll be a laugh.
Right, I think that's everything. And as soon as Brian and Alice get back, we can have tea.
Is Dad all right?
Yes, he's fine. Why?
I just got the feeling he wasn't particularly pleased to see me.
Whatever gave you that idea?
He just seems a bit, you know, distant.
He's tired, that's all.
Umbridge is still coping with Kenton.
Morning, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Mum.
No, don't stop on my account.
There's no panic in this job. What are you doing here?
Turning out Rickyard Cottage.
Oh, they've gone, have they? The mad monk and his wife?
Kenton.
I have never seen a beard like that, even living in the wild.
They've been coming here for years, the Little Johns. They're very nice people.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Just hairy.
Anyway, how are things at Lower Loxley?
Well, Elizabeth is in a semi-permanent rage, but apart from that...
Why?
Julia.
Still going on about Camilla's baby.
Yeah, and fond as I am of the dear old Duchess, even I have to admit that she's overdoing things a bit.
She always does. I just wish she wouldn't draw comparisons with Lily and Freddie.
Yeah, I think even they're beginning to notice that they're no longer the undisputed apples of her eye.
They're a bit young, surely.
Oh, she does lay on with a trowel. Do you know, she even had a go at poor Kathy the other day.
Kathy, why?
Elizabeth was out and she needed an audience, so, you know, she backed Kathy into a corner and harangued her for ages on the beauty and intelligence of the wonder child.
Oh, dear.
And you know Kathy, she takes everything so personally.
Does she?
Oh, yeah, you praise somebody else's child and she thinks it's a criticism of hers.
What of Jamie?
And if anyone criticises Jamie, that means she's a bad mother.
Oh, all mothers feel like that.
Anyway, Julia tried to persuade me to drive her down to Kent again this weekend.
Did she?
Yeah, but I thought David'd have a blue fit if I didn't turn up at work this morning, so I said no.
Very wise.
So, here I am, Monday morning, shovelling muck. Ooh, the joys of farming life.
Well, I mustn't interrupt you any longer.
Please, feel free.
Why don't you come round to tea when you finish this afternoon?
Kate!
Oh, come here. Oh.
Oh, it is so wonderful to see you. Hi, Dad.
Hello. How's your foot?
Yeah, much better, thanks. I'm not limping half so much. Where's Lucas?
Oh, he'll be up in a minute. Nolly spotted somebody selling balloons in the square downstairs. And I'm afraid he's a terrible soft touch. What Nolly wants, Nolly gets.
Well, I was just the same with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, have a seat. I'll make some coffee.
Well, not for me, thanks. Now I've got a dash.
Oh?
Well, I thought since I was bringing you into Borchester, I might as well drop in on the farm co-op.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
It'll only take me an hour or so.
Well, I could do it when I get back.
No, it's no trouble. And Andy's back this morning, so it's not too bad.
Oh, don't need me any more then.
Oh, that'll be the day. Anyway, I'll leave you two to chat. I'll see you in an hour or so.
Okay.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
I'll tell you something, Kate. I should throw a sickie more often.
Mum was saying he's actually been outside getting dirty and sweaty.
Yeah. Had to treat the ewes with fly strike last week, and the only person who could get to help him was Eddie Grundy.
Almost makes you feel sorry for him.
Yeah, almost.
But not quite.
No. At least it's made him realise just how hard I work. He made this charming speech to me on Friday about how much he appreciated all my efforts.
Oh, good heavens.
I know. Won't last, though.
No.
Give him a week, he'll be back to his old self. Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine.
How was the flight?
Oh, a bit gruesome. Endless wait in Dubai. And, of course, Nolly's walking now, so trying to persuade her to sit still on the plane.
Oh, I can imagine.
But anyway, we're here.
And how's Johannesburg?
It's okay. Lucas's aunt lives there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and she looks after Nolly when I'm working.
You've got a job?
Not paid. I just help out at this orphanage for AIDS babies.
Oh.
There's a massive problem over there.
Yeah, I've read about it.
Oh, these babies, they just get dumped. Well, somebody has to look after them.
But it isn't, I mean, it must be heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Makes you realise how much you've got to be thankful for.
I'm bad.
But it's also, you know, babies who've never been loved. You give them a cuddle, and the way they respond is just worth every moment.
I can imagine.
I made the mistake of telling Mum about it last night. Oh, she hit the roof.
Why?
Oh, darling, how can you? Think of Nolly.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I don't take Nolly there, obviously.
But that's Mum's attitude to charity, though, isn't it?
What?
Write a big cheque, but steer well clear of any actual suffering.
Yeah. Anyway, how's Simon?
Ah, oh, lovely as ever. Mm-hmm. Up to his eyeballs in work, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
Yeah, exam time. Last week he was marking, this week it's all, you know, follow up with the students on their results.
Oh. So when will he be home?
Probably not till about 9.
You mean you're stuck here all day on your own?
Yeah, I really chose the wrong time to be off work.
Come back to Ambridge with us.
Well...
You'll ring Simon and tell him to pick you up whenever he finishes.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Hmm. Oh, that'll be Lucas and Nolly.
I'm so glad you could come.
I'm supposed to be working.
Oh, I just couldn't stand the thought of not seeing you for 2 whole weeks.
And it's only Monday.
I know. Pathetic, isn't it?
Deeply.
But Kate asked me to give her a lift into Borchester to see her sister, and I thought, well, this might be my only opportunity.
Actually, we might be able to meet up next week.
Oh?
I'm at the Royal.
Really?
Yeah, with the company. When are you going?
Tuesday.
Right, Tuesday it is.
But I'll be with Jenny.
It's a big place, Stoneleigh.
Yeah, I know, but, well, she wants to make a family outing out of it, you know, with Kate and Lucas.
You can sneak away for the odd half hour, surely.
Well...
managed it all right today.
And what are you actually going to be doing?
I don't know, really.
Well, as long as they don't want you to drape yourself provocatively over a seed drill or something.
Hardly.
Good. Don't want other men gawping at you.
Not much likelihood of that in my condition. Anyway, I think the general idea is that I sit on the stand and answer questions.
Well, I shall come and seek you out.
Good.
But what am I going to do for the next 8 days?
I've got to get some work done. I'm so behind with everything.
Maybe I could sneak over and see you on Friday.
Ah, I've got a meeting in London Friday.
Oh, and I just remembered. Friday's Phoebe's birthday. We're having a party.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
I doubt it.
By the way, I had a visit from Tim yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And he's asked me to let it be known that the baby's not his.
Why?
Because the gossips of Ambridge have it that he abandoned me and are spitting at him in the street.
Hmm. So what are you going to do?
I don't know exactly.
Hello. Oh, hello, Jenny. I thought I'd find you out here.
Oh, aren't your roses gorgeous?
Lovely, aren't they? Now, did Kate get here all right?
Yes, they arrived yesterday lunchtime. You must come over and say hello.
I'd love to.
Oh, and see Nolly too. Oh, Jill, she is such a poppet. She's just started walking, so she stomps around on little legs.
And how are Kate and Lucas?
Well, they seem really happy.
Oh, good.
Anyway, the reason I popped around... You know we were trying to think of some special event for the fete this year?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if this would work, but I was doing some research for the archive and I came across a reference to this football match.
Football?
Well, it wasn't a football exactly. In fact, it was a pig's bladder.
A what?
Well, we are talking 18th century here.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
You're early.
Shall I go away again?
No, I just thought... Oh, never mind. Jenny was just telling me about an idea for the village fete.
Oh, carry on, please.
Well, apparently every year on St. Swithin's Day, which is 15th of July, there used to be this, well, I say football match, but it was played right through the middle of the village over, well, quite a long route, actually.
Oh.
And it was Ambridge versus Darrington, and the teams were, well, as big as you wanted them to be.
And what were the rules?
There don't seem to have been any rules as such. And it was just that each team had to try and get the pig's bladder to their end of the village.
So, basically, it was a free-for-all.
And it could get a bit violent, by the sound of things. In fact, it was banned in the early 1800s because of a fatality.
Oh, and you want to revive this for the village fete?
Well, we'd have to have some rules, of course, to make it safe. Mm. But it could be rather fun, don't you think?
Yeah, sounds like a riot.
That's what I'm afraid of.
No, Mum, I didn't mean that.
I don't know.
Well, have a think about it and I'll see if I can find out any more about the original event.
All right, then. Now, will you stay for a cup of tea?
Well, thanks, but I really should be getting back. They should be home from Borchester soon, and apparently Kate's bringing Debbie back for supper.
Well, how is Kate?
Oh, she's very well. And her little girl, Nolly, is such a sweetie pie.
So I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, she's the talk of the village, your little granddaughter.
They only arrived yesterday.
This is Ambridge.
Just ignore him.
It's true.
Well, I'll see you soon.
Yes, bye. Thanks for dropping by.
Bye. It is true, though, Mum.
What?
Well, I went to the Bull at lunchtime and got chatting to Jason, is it? The bloke who's doing out the village hall?
Yes, that's right.
Well, he apparently spotted Lucas out with Nolly first thing this morning. And honestly, you'd think he'd never seen a black person before.
Well, it is quite rare in Ambridge.
Yeah, but, you know, Jason's a brummy, for heaven's sake.
So you went to the Bull for lunch?
Yeah, they had mean plans.
And you knocked off early this afternoon?
Well, they're not all that busy at the moment.
No, I suppose not.
And have done everything Dave asked me to.
Well, that's all right, then.
No point in hanging around Brookfield twiddling my thumbs, is there?
Lucas is going to give Nolly a bath and get her into her pyjamas.
You've got him very well trained, I must say.
Mm-hmm. And now he's the ultimate doting father.
He is, isn't he?
So sweet with Nolly.
He's brilliant with Phoebe, too. Oh, that reminds me, I must give Roy a ring. Check that it's okay for tomorrow.
What?
For me to have Phoebe.
Well, she doesn't usually come here on a Tuesday.
No, I know, but Roy said it'd be okay. Well, since we're only here for such a short time.
What about Hayley?
What about her?
I've told Alice supper in half an hour, is that right?
Yes.
I can't believe how besotted she is with that pony.
You were just the same.
I was not.
You were. You had that pony called Velvet.
When I was a kid, yes, but I'd grown out of it by the time I was Alice's age.
Brian, I put some of that nice shabby in the fridge. Why don't you open the bottle?
Oh, good idea.
Okay, pass me the corkscrew.
Debbie's been telling me all about the doctor's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's a great scandal. Brian?
What?
Corkscrew.
Oh, thanks.
Glasses in the cupboard behind you, Kate.
So, what do you reckon, Mum?
What?
Well, who's the father of the doctor's wife's child?
Oh, it's a mystery.
Well, Susan Carter says it's definitely Dr. Hathaway.
Susan
and
Carter?
And that he abandoned his wife so he could run off with the vicar.
Oh, how fabulous.
What's the matter, darling?
Sorry, where'd you say the wine?
It's in the fridge, of course.
Pat was telling me yesterday she heard from Clary, who heard from Susan.
What does she know about it?
Well, she works at the surgery, and she saw the pair of them locked in this passionate embrace.
Oh, better and
but
better.
That's because it's not his child at all. His wife had an affair, nobody knows who with, and he kicked her out.
Yeah, well, that's not what I heard.
And then he turned to the vicar for solace.
Anyone for a glass of wine?
Yeah, please.
So, nobody knows if the doctor's a love rat or if his wife's a slag.
Dad, you're pouring wine all over the table.
For once, Eddie's got money in his pocket. But for how long?
The milk.
Where's Joe?
Now he's harnessing up Bartleby. He's keen to get going, so I said I'd bring the bucket of milk over.
Oh, ta.
He says he's going to drive to Darrington today.
Yeah. He wants to get Bart used to the long runs. Because he's supposed to be carting the bridesmaids about next Thursday.
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Don't suppose you'd like to keep this milk, would you?
Well, no, I've still got about 3 pints in the fridge.
Oh. I really ought to make some more butter, but I just ain't got the time.
Neither have I, I'm afraid.
Isn't it your day off?
Yes, but I'm going to Felpersham.
Morning.
Oh, I wasn't expecting to see you this early.
Good morning.
State you was in last night.
I had a few pints, that's all.
Well, I'll just be off.
Well, thanks for bringing the milk.
I reckon I'd earned it and all.
Bye. See you.
Oh, fair knackered myself getting that landscaping finished. Still, it's done. And he paid us cash, love.
Well, you take care of it.
Best part of a grand.
We mustn't go frittering it away.
We won't.
Huh, I know you.
I thought we'd invest it.
What do you mean invest it?
For Edward's future.
And what do you know about investing money?
Any sign of him this morning?
No, still in bed.
Oh, he's a lazy beggar, isn't he?
Now, don't be too hard on him. He says he took Jazzer bowling yesterday.
Me? Oh, that was a pretty daft idea, weren't it?
Don't think it were a great success, no.
That lad can hardly walk in a straight line, let alone throw a bowling ball. Oh, any chance of some breakfast?
You know where the cereal is.
But I want cereal.
Oh, we've got more milk than you can shake a stick at.
Oh, I need a bit of ballast. Bacon, egg and fried bread.
I ain't got time.
I've got to see a man about me investments. Can't do that on an empty stomach.
I'll be late for work.
Tell you what, you cook me a nice breakfast and I'll take you to the Royal Show next week.
Siobhan?
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
I live here.
Oh, yes, of course. How silly of me. I quite forgot.
And what brings you to Felbisham?
Oh, I'm just on a shopping trip.
Very nice.
May I say how dreadfully sorry I am?
Sorry?
About you, Dr. Hathaway.
Ah.
And I hear there's a baby on the way. Such a tragedy.
I'm rather pleased, actually.
What?
About the baby.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the baby was... No, of course not. I just meant the timing. How very unfortunate that it should happen just when you and Dr. Hathaway have, decided to go your separate ways.
Well...
But, of course, it's delightful news if you... Well, if you and he... If it's what you want. Well, it's delightful.
Linda, I was just on my way to my favourite coffee shop. Would you like to join me for a cup of something?
Oh. Well,
I'd be very glad of the company.
I'm off then.
What?
I said...
Hang on a minute.
Bye.
What did you say? Are you leaving me?
Afraid so, yeah. And taking your son. There you go, Ben. Nice and snug.
Where are you going?
Supermarket.
Oh, toothpaste.
It's all right, it's on me list.
And can you get some more of those oatmeal biscuit things with the nutty bits in them?
Anything else?
No, that'll do.
I thought I might stop off in Borchester, see if I can't buy myself something to wear.
Before?
Tomorrow night. Ben was sick on me blue dress and it's left a mark.
You're not seriously going to this thing?
Of course I am.
Jolene's hen party.
You're going to say stag night?
Well, that's different. That's a cricket thing.
Yeah.
The whole team's invited. And besides, we're not going to be watching a gang of muscle-bound men doing a striptease.
I should hope not. Bound to be a strippogram, though, isn't there? Or is it a stag do?
They can be a bit... You know, these male strippers.
A bit, you know.
Well, raunchy.
You don't say.
You're really looking forward to it, aren't you?
Certainly am.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Morning, Eddie.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I just wanted a word.
Well, I'll leave you to it. See you later.
Yeah, OK, bye. Is Clary going to Jolene's hen party?
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting, isn't it? Hey, go up in at a load of naked men.
Yeah, I find it a bit... Anyway, what did you want to see me about?
Well, I was chatting to Bert Fry in the pub last night.
Oh, yeah.
And he said as how you'd invited him to go to the Royal Show with you.
Yeah, I thought it'd be nice for him, you know.
Tuesday.
But he wasn't keen.
But you're still going, right?
Yeah, I can't say I'm broken-hearted. Ruth and I are really looking forward to it, and the thought of Bert dragging round us...
So it's just the two of you going?
Yes, why?
You'll have room in your car for a couple more, then.
Well...
Oh, I really fancy going this year.
Ah.
And Clary could do with the day, so I thought you could give us a lift.
Well, in theory, yeah, I suppose we could.
Right, that's settled, then.
No, hang on, I better ask Ruth.
Oh, she's not going to mind, is she?
Well, I think I should check with her.
If she were willing to take Bert Fry.
Ah, well, she wasn't all that willing, to be honest. I sort of foisted him on her.
Well, you can foist us on her, then, can't you?
I couldn't touch coffee when I was first pregnant. Just the smell of it made me want to throw up.
Oh, dear.
Couldn't eat, either. Anything more than a dry cream cracker would come straight back up again.
Very unpleasant for you.
Mind you, I'm making up for it now. I'm as hungry as a horse the whole time.
That's so good.
So, tell me all the gossip.
What?
In Ambridge, what are people saying?
Oh, well,
Oh, you know the planning application to build all those houses?
Oh, yes.
Well, the district council met last night and turned down the revised plan.
Really?
Still too many houses, apparently. So, back to the drawing board.
Right. And that's it, is it?
What?
That's all the village is talking about.
Well, no, of course not. You know that Sid and Jolene are getting married next week.
I wondered
week.
If, has anyone said anything about me?
You.
And Tim.
Ah, well, there has been the odd comment, yes.
Right. And about him and Janet?
Oh, you know about that?
Yes, I know about that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It must be dreadfully painful for you.
No. No, not at all. I hope they'll be very happy.
Well, that, if I may say so, shows remarkable forbearance. I'm not sure that I should be as magnanimous in the circumstances.
Not really. You see, Linda, I probably shouldn't be telling you this.
What?
But I know you're not one to spread gossip.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Good. Only the fact is...
You can count on my discretion, I assure you.
I had an affair.
What?
And Tim found out about it.
Ah.
And, well, we thought perhaps our marriage might survive.
Did you?
But then I discovered I was pregnant.
Oh. Oh. So you mean...
That's right.
So Dr. Hathaway is not...
Not the father.
Oh, my goodness.
I've shocked you. I'm sorry.
No, no.
It's just, well, to be honest, Linda, it's a relief to talk about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I keep telling myself what's done is done, and I mustn't dwell on the past. I must pick up the pieces and get on with my life.
Quite.
But sometimes it's a lonely business.
Yes. Yes, I can understand it.
When there's no one to confide in. And I don't want to end up like the Ancient Mariner, you know, whinging on to anyone who'll listen.
Oh, you mustn't feel like that.
I'm sorry. It's not fair of me to burden you with all of this.
Oh, Siobhan, it's not a burden. Believe me, I'm just so gratified that you felt you could confide in me.
There, what do you think?
What?
New dress.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, it's very nice.
You don't like it?
I do, it's lovely. It's very,
What?
Well, I was going to say demure, but I thought you might hit me.
You think I should be flaunting a bit more of myself, do you, in front of all these naked men?
Oh, do they actually get right down to the buff?
I don't know. Does it matter?
No. Just wondered.
Not feeling insecure, are you?
Hey, I've got nothing to worry about. What are we having for lunch?
Oh, I went mad at the deli counter. There's patty and hummus and stuff in that bag and a loaf of crusty bread.
Oh, great.
You can get some plates out, will you?
Okay.
Is Kenton coming in for lunch?
No, he's come down the bull again.
It's getting to be a habit.
Yeah, he wasn't back till 2:30 yesterday.
Really?
And he knocked off at 3:30. He thinks I didn't notice.
You going to Dudley's Pier?
Oh, you bet. I'm not paying for him sitting in the pub. Oh, that reminds me. Eddie came round this morning.
Yeah, he arrived just as I was leaving.
Yeah, he wanted to know if we would take them to the Royal with us.
What?
Him and Clary.
I hope he said no.
Well, not exactly.
David!
I said I'd have to ask you.
Thanks very much.
Well, it was difficult.
We've only just managed to get rid of Bert.
Well, this is it, you see.
I was so looking forward to a nice day out, just the two of us.
You see, he knows that I offered Bert a lift, so obviously he thought...
Oh, well,
that...
you can tell him no. The Grundys want to go, they can go in their own van.
Joe could drive them in his pony and trap.
I don't care how they get there, they're not coming with us.
Hello, Clary.
Oh, hello.
Are you all right? And you were standing out here when I got back from Felpersham.
I was daft, ain't it, gazing down the road. Ain't going to make him come any quicker.
Who?
Joe. He should have been back hours ago.
Don't worry.
I mean, he set out before 9 this morning.
No, I passed him on my way home.
Did you?
Yes, I drove back along the Netherbourne Road and passed him just this side of Pennyhassett. Should be back in 10 or 15 minutes.
Thank goodness. I was imagining him under the wheels of the milk tank.
Oh, well, no need to worry.
The poor little Bart giving up the ghost.
Clary, I have to tell you.
He ain't his first youth, that pony, you know.
The most interesting encounter in
I mean, if he was human, he'd be nearly as old as Joe.
Probably shouldn't be telling you this, but having thought about it long and hard.
What is that terrible noise?
Looks like some kind of digger coming along the road.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, as I was saying, I did promise to be this week, but in the interest of fairness and justice, I feel duty-bound.
I don't believe it.
What?
It's Eddie.
Where?
Driving that digger thing.
Oh, he's not going to park it there, is he?
Where he parks it is the least of my worries.
Afternoon.
You can't leave that thing there, Eddie.
already.
Don't worry, missus.
Where did you get it?
Farm sale, over Loxley Way.
Oh, no, where do you went? Bought it?
They reckoned it would fetch a grand at least. But I got it for 850.
You never.
A snip or what?
You never spent all that money. All what you earned on that landscaping job.
It's an investment.
It looks like a heap of junk.
Oh, no. Don't be fooled by a bit of superficial rust. That'll clean up as good as new. Oh, well, the engine needs a bit of a service, but it's basically a classy piece of...
Andy, what have you done?
This is our Edward's future, this
is. It's an eyesore.
I'll train him up. It'll be a trade for him. He can help you with the landscaping, and there's always work going for an enterprising JCB driver.
Well, I hope you're not going to leave it parked on the verge there.
Oh, no, that's just temporary.
Bad enough with the tractor and the van.
I'll shift
not
it
in a bit.
Not to
mention the piles of compost. Where are you going to put it?
I thought it can go in our bit of your paddock.
I beg your pardon?
Along with Bartleby and Baby Spice. Won't be in anyone's way there.
Jolene's hen night tonight, but not everyone is joining in the fun.
Sid rings me at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Can I bring Jamie round after school to try on his clothes for the wedding?
Why couldn't Sid fetch him from school?
Too busy, so he says.
And you're not?
Day off. But I was hoping to put my feet up for a couple of hours, watch a bit of Wimbledon.
Well, we've got exactly the same problem at the moment with Kate being home.
Really?
Well, she wants to see Phoebe at all hours of the day and night.
I think that should do.
Honestly, I'll be glad when they go back to South Africa.
Well, I'll be glad when this wretched wedding is over. And that's another thing. They're expecting me to come and collect Jamie after the wedding.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
I mean, how insensitive is that? Expecting me to pick up my son from my ex-husband's wedding. Oh, the joys of being a single mum.
Talking of which, have you heard?
Couldn't you ask Clary?
What?
If you bring him home for you. I mean, they're only next door. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. That's £5
Talking
80, please.
Of single mothers, have you heard about Siobhan Hathaway?
You mean that she's pregnant?
Oh, you knew?
Well, I've seen her over at Lower Loxley. She's very friendly with Elizabeth.
Well, I have it from the horse's mouth.
Susan told me he'd been carrying on with the vicar for over a year.
No, no, Betty, that's not true.
20p change, Cathy.
It's not what you expect from a professional man, is it? Abandoning his wife like that.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Thanks. Susan saw him with her own eyes.
Be that as it may.
Kissing the vicar.
It's none of it. His fault.
That's what they all say.
No, no, she had an affair with another man. And the child is his, not Dr. Hathaway's.
What?
Says who?
Siobhan. I bumped into her in Felsham yesterday.
But she told you?
Yes, actually. Dragged me into a coffee shop and confessed all.
Really?
Poor woman was clearly desperate for someone to talk to.
She must have been.
Obviously, she told me in confidence, but, well, I do feel that with the vilification of poor Dr. Hathaway being so widespread, it is my moral duty to speak out.
Are you going to try your outfit on now?
Oh, you put yours on first.
No, you...
No, I want to make sure you don't look too pretty.
You what?
I don't want to be upstaged on my wedding day.
No chance of that.
Oh, but that dress of yours is gorgeous.
Well, in a subtle, understated sort of way.
You think my outfit's a bit over the top, do you?
Of course it is, Mum. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Well, yeah. No point in being a shrinking violet.
No, come on, put it on.
All right. Oh, I'm not at all sure about wearing a long skirt.
Oh, but it's lovely.
Yeah. And, this is the blouse.
Oh, go on, put it on then.
Okay.
Getting married in white, eh?
Well, it's not completely white.
What will people say?
It's got bits of turquoise to match the waistcoat. And, the boots are in that box. Mm.
Oh, white leather. I'll have those when you finish with
it. Will not. Hand them over.
What did you wear when you married Tad?
Not like this, I can tell you. Oh, that reminds me, has he phoned?
Oh, I haven't spoken to him.
He said he'd ring back, just to confirm it's okay for you to stay next week.
Oh, he'll be fine, don't worry.
Yeah, that's what Wayne always says.
Just wish that... Oh. Well, wish you weren't leaving Mrs. Woolley in charge of the pub.
Well, What's wrong with that?
She's about 120.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, she'll put people off.
She was landlady here for years.
Yeah, back in the dark ages.
Oh, it's very kind of her to help out. Right. Let's have the waistcoat. There.
Oh, wow.
What do you reckon?
God, it's even better than the picture.
Look at them fringes. They must be 2 foot long. What's it made of?
Well, it's sort of suede.
God, it's so soft. Oh, God, and all the embroidery. Oh, God, it's all little turquoise beads. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, go on, put it on. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Now, all I need is my hat.
Oh, where?
It's in that box there.
Hang on.
Oh, that is even better than Jamie's hat.
There. How do I look?
Mum, you look $1 million.
They don't, I mean, there's no audience participation, is there?
What, you think we'll have to get our kit off as well?
Oh, no, no. But some of these acts, well, they get women up out of the audience and, you know...
embarrass them rotten.
Yeah.
Well, we can always hide behind Jolene.
Hey,
Hello, Clary.
Hi.
Oh, Ruth, I'm so glad to see you.
We were just wondering what we'd let ourselves in for.
Exciting, isn't it? Anyway, Ruth, I just wanted to say thank you.
What for?
Eddie told me yesterday I were over the moon. But I thought, I don't know if Pat can spare me. We're that busy at the moment.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
But I asked her this morning and she said, yep, fine, I can have the day off.
What for?
The Royal Show.
Oh, it is such a treat for me. I can't remember the last time I went, years and years ago.
You say Eddie told you about it yesterday?
Yeah.
Had he spoken to David, do you know?
Why? Is there a problem? Oh, no, don't tell me. I've got it all arranged.
No. It'll be fine. Honestly, Clary, I just... We'll be very glad to give you a lift.
Oh, good.
Clary, have you seen Cathy this afternoon?
Yeah, saw her just now.
Did she ask you about bringing Jamie home?
Oh, after the wedding? Yeah. It's fine, no problem. Oh, I can understand her wanting to keep her distance.
Right.
Oh, look!
Oh, what on earth is that?
Look at the size of that thing.
That's never for us, is it?
I think it might be. Yeah, look, he's trying to turn it into the car park.
Oh, Jolene, said a limousine. I didn't realise you meant a stretch one.
Like something out of Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, hide me, Betty, please.
Oh, why? What's the matter?
Linda Snell.
Oh.
What on earth is that?
I
can't take no more of her, not today.
Don't tell me you're coming to this, too.
I'm sorry?
Jolene's hen night.
Oh, no. No, good heavens, no.
That's what the stretched limo's for.
Well, how many of you are going?
About 8, I think.
There's room for a couple of dozen in the back of that. Ah, oh, Clary.
Yeah, well, there's us, you see, and there's Jolene.
That's
there's her sister,
Digger.
Nicky, and 2 or 3 of her mates.
It's exactly where Eddie left it.
Digger?
I said he could leave it there on the strict understanding that it would be moved this morning.
Yes or no?
Just because I let you keep Baby Spice and Bartleby there does not mean you can use it as a dumping ground.
Even at all.
Oh, hello.
Look at
it's great, isn't it?
Are you sure you don't want to come with us?
Well,
oh, come on.
Right, come if you were just going to ride around in the limo all evening.
Don't fancy the firm, then, Pam.
No,
firm? You mean the film?
Not exactly, no.
Come on, you lot, let's get going.
Yeah, come on, off we go.
Oh,
look at these leathers.
It's like a cocktail cup, isn't it? Should be some champagne on ice in there.
Bye. And behave yourself, Mum.
So you didn't fancy going with them, then?
If you get arrested, I'm not bailing you out. I can live without seeing my mum making a fool of herself in a room full of half-naked men.
What?
They're going to see the firm.
I'm sorry, that means nothing to me.
Oh, they're a troupe of male strippers.
A what?
You know, like the Chippendales.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, Betty, you should see your face.
You love it, really, don't you?
Well, it is rather. Oh.
Now, be honest, does Mike ever do that to you?
Well, not quite like this, no.
Well, next time Mike fancies a bit of the other, you tell him. Not till he's stripped off and given you a shoulder massage. Then he'd have to wear the sequin jockstrap.
Yeah, I don't think Mike in his underpants would have quite the same effect.
Oh, no. Stop.
You say she can't get another
one. Oh, I feel quite
Mike's going to have to look his laurels, I can see.
What have I been missing all these years? I bet if he does that with a shoulder massage, just think what he could do with it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jolene makes me go all week at the knees just thinking about it.
So, which one do you fancy, Jolene?
Me? I don't know.
Wouldn't kick any of them out of bed.
I go for the dark one in the end.
Yeah.
Don't you think he looks like Tim Hathaway?
No.
No, seriously. Try and imagine him with clothes on.
What's the point in that?
And he could be his younger brother.
Oh, did you hear about Linda bumping into Siobhan Hathaway in Felpisham?
No. When was this?
Well, yesterday. And she told Linda that the baby she's expecting isn't Tim's.
No.
Really?
Well, I had heard a rumour.
Yeah, well, some people were saying she'd had an affair.
Who with?
Ah, well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Still no excuse, is it?
What?
For him to be carrying on with Janet Fisher.
Come on, Clary, you can't blame him.
Well, he's still married, isn't he? She's still a vicar.
Looks like they want some volunteers. Oh,
come on, Jolene.
Go on.
No, go on.
Over here, this way. It's all right now.
Doesn't he look a picture?
Yes, very smart.
I've got fringes on my waistcoat.
But I think it's time we were getting home.
Oh, Mum.
So go and change into your normal clothes.
Just 10 minutes more.
No, go on, off you go.
Okay.
Oh, dear. What does he look like?
Oh, I think he looks great.
Well, for a fancy dress party, maybe. But for a wedding?
Well, everyone else is going to be dressed the same.
You're dressing up as a cowgirl, are you?
No, I've got this, like, Indian squaw-type dress. It's just beautiful.
And Sid?
He's just wearing a tux, but Mum's got this amazing outfit. It's all beads and fringes, and she's got this white cowboy hat.
Look, I know it's the thing these days. Write your own vows, get married in a hot air balloon or whatever, but really...
What?
Well, how's anybody supposed to take their marriage vows seriously when the whole thing's turned into Mardi Gras?
Oh, look at Clary!
Oh, my God, did you get me up there?
Oh, my Lord, how can they do that to
her? But look at her face!
What is he doing?
She's having the time of her life!
Oh, that is outrageous!
I thought having a shoulders massage was embarrassing.
Look at her, she's loving every minute of it.
She's a brave girl, I say that for her.
Well done, Clary!
She's gone all wobbly.
Do you need a hand, Clary?
Fine. I've never been finer.
Did you say that?
Yeah, we certainly did.
There was one of them in front, and the other one... Well, I'm not quite sure why he was
going. Oh, whatever it was, it's made you go bright pink.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, you enjoyed it, did you?
Betty, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
After Jolene's hen party, there are a few sore heads.
Should have seen the state of my mum this morning.
Yours too.
I have never seen anyone look that wasted.
Mine staggered up for opening time, like 11:30, but she looked like she was going to throw up any minute. Sid told her to go back to bed.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hope it's like this next Thursday.
Why, what's happening on Thursday?
Ed.
What?
The wedding.
Oh, that. Right.
So, how are the preparations coming along?
It's all right, I think. My mum had her hen night last night.
Oh, did you go?
No, not me. I went to see the firm.
Oh, I've heard of them. They're supposed to be rather good.
If you like that sort of thing.
Well, yeah.
Personally, I can live without naked men flaunting their root bits in my face.
That wouldn't appeal much to me either.
That's not what I've heard.
Ed? And what's that supposed to mean?
What?
What you just said.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Come on, Ed. If you've got something to say, spit it out.
Well, you didn't mean nothing. It's just, you know how people talk.
Yes, I do. And most of it's rubbish and not worth listening to, and certainly not worth repeating. Anyway, I must be going. Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Vicar.
Ed, honestly.
What? She blushed, did you see?
So?
It's got to be true, then.
What?
Her and the doctor.
Well, what if it is?
Well, he's married.
His wife had an affair and left him, and she's having the other bloke's baby.
Who told you that?
Linda Snell.
Oh, here's the bus.
And Siobhan Hathaway told her.
I just hope Jazz managed to find the bus stop this time.
So it must be true.
Look, are you going to tell him or shall I?
What?
I'm not singing with the band.
Come on, I don't want to do it.
But we've got to.
Hiya.
Well, how are you, Jazzer?
How you doing?
God, that bus. Slow or what?
Well, it beats walking.
I don't know about that. I mean, how many villages are there between here and Borchester?
Why?
Well, last week there was about 10. This week about 30, I reckon. Springing up, like, what do you call them?
What?
Mushrooms?
New bus stops. I mean, Lakey Green.
Now, what about it?
I wasn't there last week.
Yeah, of course it was.
No, it wasn't it?
Buses always stopped in Lakey Green.
I don't remember.
No? Well...
Anyway, we thought we'd go down by the river.
Boring.
Well, I've got some cider and some crisps.
Is that the best you can do?
Oh, come on, Jazz. Be a laugh.
Debbie!
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just saw your mum. She told me you were back at work.
Yeah, first day.
How's the foot?
Fine. It has been for a couple of days, actually, but...
Oh, I see. Been skiving, have you?
Well, they seem to be managing perfectly well without me.
What do you mean? Your dad had to call in Eddie Grundy last week.
Yes, I heard all about that in graphic detail.
Bram was really hacked off.
I know. It was rather gratifying.
What, you enjoy seeing him suffer, do you?
No. Well, maybe just a little bit. It has made him appreciate me a bit more.
Yeah, he was bending my ear last week about how wonderful you are.
Oh, was he indeed? Makes a change.
So, I needn't have bothered coming over, then.
How do you mean?
Well, I thought that if Brian was still desperately short-handed...
No, Andy's been back since Monday, so...
Well, I was going to offer him Kenton.
Kenton?
Yeah, he's a bit surplus to requirements at Brookfield at the moment, so I thought maybe Brian could use him.
Not very much.
He's not that bad.
Well, last time we talked about Kenton, he just demolished your tedder.
Well, it's not advisable to put him in charge of expensive machinery. But he's a useful enough pair of hands. But anyway, you obviously don't need him.
No, I think we can manage.
Your barley's looking good.
Yeah, amazing how it's come on. She'll be ready to cut in a week or so.
Mind you, it hardly seems worth it at the moment, does it?
What?
Cereal prices.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
It's absolutely dire.
For once, I'm glad we lost the contract on the estate land. Somebody else will get the blame.
And the price we're getting for milk at the moment is just as bad.
Is it?
It's awful. I was hoping we could invest in a straw chopper this year, but there's no way.
Yeah, useful bit of kit, straw chopper.
Yeah. I was going to check them out at the Royal next week. Are you going?
Not sure. Dad and Mum are going on Tuesday.
Yeah, so are we.
Taking Kate and Lucas.
We're taking the Grundies.
What?
Oh, don't ask.
Right. So, anyway, I might make it on the Wednesday. I don't know. Have you got time for a cup of tea?
I don't have to rush back.
You can say hello to Kate and Lucas.
Oh, right. I haven't seen them yet. How is Kate?
Amazing. She could almost pass as a regular member of the human race.
Good heavens.
I know.
What about your mate? What's his name?
Who?
You know, lives in your old house.
Oliver.
That's the one.
Well, we told you that already.
What?
I asked Oliver.
But we tried everywhere and everyone said no. But then Sid said yes, okay, we can rehearse upstairs.
Only your bard.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's a bit difficult for the band to rehearse without you.
So we thought maybe we should, well, you know, start looking around.
Who did you say that was?
Who?
That black guy, pushing the kid in a buggy.
Oh, Jazzer, please, concentrate.
It's Kate Aldridge's husband.
Funny-looking bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what she sees in him.
What do you mean? He's gorgeous.
Well, fancy him, do you? I mean, after all, you know what they say. You know, about black blokes.
But we're supposed to be talking about Dross.
What?
Jazzer, listen to me. Sid won't let you in the ball, right?
Oh, I could sneak up the stairs without him noticing.
Oh, come on, Jazz, get real.
And if you can't rehearse with us, well, there's no way you can do the gigs.
Especially if you can't remember the words.
I will remember them. I just need a bit of practice.
Yeah, but you're not going to get any practice. That's the whole point.
Sid will come round.
I doubt it.
You just have to work on him.
Look, I'll do my best, but honestly...
We're going to have to find another singer.
No, you don't need to do that.
Jazz, you can't sing with us.
Yes, I can. It's not a problem. Just give me a bit of time. Any more of that cider?
No, we drank it all.
Oh, well, mind. Let's get back. I'm bored sitting here.
But hang on a minute.
Is this the quickest way back to the village?
No, the other way.
Oh, well, never mind. This'll do.
Just doesn't get it, does he?
No.
Oh, come on, we better get after him.
Yeah, OK. Hey, pass us some crisp bags.
We don't want him getting lost. Right, that'll do. Come on.
All right, I'm coming.
Do you think it's deliberate?
What?
Jazz,
No, of course not.
I'm not so sure. I mean, it's like, you know...
What's the concentration thing?
Well, he doesn't want to hear what we're saying.
His mind just wanders off.
So he pretends he's not listening.
Pretends? What do you reckon he puts it on?
It's just we told him. I mean, you said it, I said it. He can't be in the band no more. But he just doesn't want to hear.
Oi, hey!
Yeah, yeah, we're coming.
You know about cows?
You what?
I said, you know about cows, don't you?
Yeah.
Should they be making that noise?
What noise?
Hey, listen.
Go around the bend of the river. You can see them bellowing their heads off.
Shouldn't be doing that.
So Alistair's definitely moving.
Well, if everything goes according to plan, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand why he wants to.
Yeah, I dare say the estate charge a pretty exorbitant rent for those units at Sawyer's Farm.
Well, I mean, I was thinking more of, you know, after all that business with Theo.
Yeah, none of it Alistair's fault.
No, I know, but...
Anyway, he's got to apply for planning permission. He'll need to convert the old tap room at the stables.
Well, I can't see anyone objecting, can you?
No.
Oh, I forgot to ask, how did Ruth enjoy the hen night?
She had the time of her life by the sound of things.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that they, you know, just sat there and watched these blokes stripping off, but apparently there's more to it than that.
Like what?
Like various women getting hauled up on stage. Clary Grundy, to name but one.
I don't expect she needed much hauling.
No, they get a bit hands-on by the sound of things.
Well, as long as it's only hands.
Even Betty Tucker had a shoulders massage.
And Ruth?
Oh, Ruth swears that she didn't come within 10 feet of a naked man all evening.
Do you believe her?
Not for a moment, no. She's been going around with a big grin on her face all day.
But did they actually, you know, do the full Monty?
Well, it's probably her. You can ask her. Oh, no, it's not. Hello?
Hi, is that David?
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, it's Ed Grundy. You got a load of young heifers in the field down by the river.
Yeah, why?
Well, we think you better take a look at them. They're not happy.
And Ed Grundy muttered under his breath. That's not what I heard. No. Oh, it's not funny.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
If I'd had any sense at all, I'd have just ignored it. You know, pretended I hadn't heard or made a joke of it. Said, oh, very funny, Ed. Ha, ha, ha. But I was so taken aback, I could feel myself blushing.
So what did you say?
Oh, you know, just what's that supposed to mean? Oh, I know, I know. How pompous can
What's
you get?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, don't rub it in.
Come on now. Who was it said we've got to put on a brave face?
Yeah, I know.
Look them in the eye.
Yes,
be
yes.
defiant.
I know
we've
what I
said. We've got nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm just cross with myself for reacting. One smutty remark from a teenage boy and
Oh, shush. Come here.
Oh, Tim, I'm such a fool.
Yeah. But I love you all the same. You want to hear some good news?
Yes, please.
Oh, we have a new and unexpected ally.
Who?
I had a call from Alistair just after lunch, and he told me that Linda Snell had accosted him on the village green.
Linda Snell?
Grabbed him by the arm and said she had something very important to tell him. He thought the other goat had died or something, but she whispered in his ear, I think you ought to know that Tim Hathaway is not the father of his wife's child.
What?
Hmm. Alistair said he was absolutely gobsmacked.
I'm not surprised.
So he said to her, well, who is the father? And Linda said, that is between Siobhan and her conscience.
She didn't.
She did.
How does Linda know?
Siobhan told her.
Oh.
And when I saw her on Sunday, I asked her to set the record straight. She wasn't sure how she was going to manage it. But fate threw Linda into her path.
How absolutely perfect.
Who, of course, would never dream of gossiping.
Perish the thought.
But feels... duty-bound to correct people's misapprehensions.
Oh, that is wonderful.
And, of course, she takes her duty very seriously. She's probably told 3/4 of the village by now.
God bless Linda Snell. And I don't say that very often.
They've got no water.
Well, it was the first thing I thought of, so I checked the drinking trough and it's dry as a bone.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Why are they making that racket?
So would you if you'd had nothing to drink for 2 days.
2 days?
Could be longer.
Things.
How come? Didn't nobody come to check on him?
I am going to kill Kenton.
Who's Kenton?
His brother. The first thing he's supposed to do every morning is check the young stock have got water. How is it possible to get that wrong?
Phoebe is 4 years old today.
I made myself dizzy.
I'm not surprised, blowing up all those balloons.
But I still have half the packet to do.
Well, I'll give yourself a breather. I'll make some coffee just as soon as I finish these.
Hey, I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
Oh, yes, thanks.
You're taking so much trouble over this party.
Oh, it's no trouble. I love it. Making gingerbread man, traffic lights. Oh, by the way, Roy phoned while you were out with Nolly to say that he will be coming after all.
Oh.
There was some problem over his shifts at Grey Gables. You know, he works odd hours.
And Ellie?
Oh, yes, she'll be here.
Ah, good.
At least I assume so.
Only we've seen nothing of her since we arrived.
Oh, I expect she'll come over with Elizabeth and the twins.
You must do what you want, of course.
Ah, oh, it's good timing.
It's just we're only here for another week.
I was just going to make some coffee.
Oh, Lucas, can you take her? She fell asleep in the buggy.
Oh, come on, my precious. Oh. Come to Daddy.
I'll pop these in the oven.
Oh, gingerbread men, how lovely.
We just thought it'd be a nice day out for you.
No, I appreciate the thought, Dad, but honestly, we've got so little time.
What's this?
They don't want to come to the royal show.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Mum, but we're cramming so much in as it is.
What about you, Lucas?
It's up to Kit.
Oh, very diplomatic.
I mean, it's just, you know, traipsing round all day with Nolly in the buggy.
But I was so looking forward to it.
That doesn't mean you can't go.
But, darling,
Please, you mustn't allow us to upset your plans. I know it's a big event for you this year, this royal show.
All the more reason for you to come.
So you must go, you and Brian. Have a nice day out together.
Oh, and we'll cook you dinner in the evening.
Do you know, maybe the royal isn't such a good idea.
Darling, you've been looking forward to it for weeks now.
No, I'll go. No, I just thought maybe you prefer to give it a miss.
Well, you can't go on your own.
Of course I can. In fact, it mightn't be a bad idea, to be honest.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm going to be talking an awful lot of shop. There are several equipment manufacturers.
So, while you're doing that, I should go off and look at the food hall. I always do.
Yeah, but I just thought, since Kate's here...
Oh, forget about me and Lucas. We've made other plans.
You don't really want to go on your own, do you?
Well, I don't mind. It makes no difference to me.
You sound as if you don't want me to come.
I didn't mean that.
Now stop arguing. You're going, both of you. Tell them, Lucas.
You're going. Kit is walking.
Is Dave around?
I'm afraid not, no. He'll be out till mid-afternoon, probably.
Oh.
Can I give him a message?
I just wanted to check that he'll be playing in the single wicket on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Oh, good. Only his name's not on the list.
Should be.
Yeah, I thought it was probably a mistake.
I remember him chatting to Phil about it a couple of weeks back.
Somebody forgot to write it down, that's all.
Because Phil's umpiring, isn't he?
Yeah. Our administration has been a bit haphazard, I'm afraid.
Morning.
Ah, Kenton.
Where the hell have you been?
What's the matter?
It's 11:15.
So?
You were supposed to start work 3 hours ago.
I did. 8:30 on the dot.
I didn't see you around.
Oh, no, there was no one around, so we just got on with it. Young sock, all present and correct, Mum.
You're all right for Sunday, are you?
What?
Single wicket.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there, never fear. And I learned a thing or two about spin bowling living in Oz.
Oh, did you play out there?
Hey, talking of sporting events, have you heard what Jennifer's dug up for the fate?
Some kind of a football match.
Well, to call it a football match is a bit of a misnomer. It's more of a primitive, ancient rite involving the entire population of two villages, a pig's bladder, and large amounts of violence.
Sounds like fun.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, I must be off. Or you come to the party this afternoon, Ruth?
Yeah, I'll be bringing my lot.
Party? Why haven't I been invited?
You're too old.
Yeah, it's what? Phoebe's fourth birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Phoebe.
Yeah. I'll see you later then, Ruth.
Yeah, bye.
So where's Dave?
He's gone to visit an old mate.
Oh, day off, eh?
The farm's just outside Worcester.
All right, for some.
And when he gets back, I would strongly recommend that you grovel like you've never grovelled before.
Why? What have I done?
You left a bunch of young heifers without water for 2 days.
No, I didn't.
You did. They were in a very bad way.
Well, no, I've done the rounds of the young stock every day.
But you didn't actually check the water trough was full, did you? Because otherwise you might have noticed there was nothing in it.
How come?
A blocked jet or something.
Oh, no.
Took David the best part of 2 hours to sort it out last night.
Oh, Lord. And he's blaming me, is he?
Who else is he supposed to blame?
His kid told me the story. He was killed in a car accident.
Yeah, that's right.
And his son was born after his death.
Yeah, and he was a brilliant cricketer. So we set up this little tournament in his memory.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and Shula presented a trophy, the Mark Hebden Memorial Trophy.
Oh. So how about you, Brian?
What?
Are you going in for this tournament?
Good Lord, no, I haven't got the time.
I hope you don't have to be an expert, right?
No, not at all. Just a bit of fun. And we've had girls, women playing in previous years.
I think you've scared them off, though, Lucas.
What do you mean?
Well, I mentioned to Neil Carter you might be playing, and his face dropped a mile.
Why?
Well, South African cricketers have a terrific reputation.
Yes, but I'm not...
Look, here they are, lurking in the kitchen.
Surprise, surprise.
Why, the women do all the work.
Oh, sorry, we got distracted.
Talking about cricket.
It's typical.
There are 15 small children in there, and only 4 grown-ups. It's bedlam.
What did you expect?
Come along, Roy. We are failing in our duty.
Right, best foot forward and all that.
Shall I put these plates in the dishwasher?
Oh, just leave them on the side there, Ruth, and I'll tidy up later.
We better see to the cake.
Here went on Jolene's hen night, Ruth.
Yeah, I did.
To see the firm.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
It was.
I asked Betty Tucker about it. She was very tight-lipped about the whole experience.
Betty had a great time. Oh, Jennifer, what a wonderful cake.
Yes, it did turn out rather well, didn't it?
So what are they like?
The firm. Well, very slick, very professional.
In what way?
Brian, honestly.
Great dancers.
Yeah, but did they actually, you know...
What?
Strip right down to the buff.
Why is it that every man I've spoken to has asked me the same question?
Well...
I'm not telling.
Oh, good.
Just ignore him, Ruth. Now, let's light these candles. I should have some matches somewhere.
Are you going to the Royal Show next week?
Oh, we haven't quite decided.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Yeah, we're going on Tuesday.
Right, fine.
So are we.
We're supposed to be taking Kate and Lucas.
We're supposed to be taking the Grundys.
What?
Why? I don't know. It just sort of happened.
Did you offer?
No, absolutely not. But Clary was so thrilled at the prospect of going that I just didn't have the heart to point out that we didn't invite them.
Come on, Trouble. Let's get
you. Hey, Roy, don't bring her in. No, Lucas, stay there a minute. We're just going to bring the birthday cake through.
But Alexander's got chocolate in her ear.
In her ear?
Yeah, Phoebe's got it in her hair, look. Yeah, they were feeding each other chocolate buttons.
Oh, how sweet.
You won't say that when you see your cushion covers.
Oh, never mind those.
If we could just give them a quick wipe down.
Oh, I'll find a clean cloth.
Mum?
I'm in the kitchen. There you are. Where's the camera?
I know, darling. It was on the side table.
It's not there now.
Well, it's not in here. Brian, go and help her look.
Me?
Just go on. Do something useful.
I'll come too, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Ruth. And don't you dare wash their faces till I've got a photograph.
Yeah, but Kate...
Look at the pair of them. You can see their sisters, can't you? The same little chocolatey grin.
That's true. Yeah. I think Phoebe's getting a bit tired.
I won't be a minute. Don't move.
Roy, what has happened, Ailey?
Yes, wasn't she supposed to be coming with Elizabeth?
Hayley.
She was, only, there was some kind of problem. She had to collect Jamie Purrett from school or something.
Dear, but she could have come on later.
Yeah, she could, but, well, the truth is, she felt a bit awkward.
Awkward? Why?
She still finds it difficult, you know. Yeah, she's at home, darling.
Go home now.
Surely, after all this time...
I know. You'd think she'd have got used to it, but...
Go home now.
We go home soon.
Mm. Rachel has nothing to feel awkward about. Mm.
Anyway, she decided not to come.
Phoebe is a lovely child. A great credit to her, to both of you.
Thanks, Lucas.
Found it.
Oh, that's good.
Now, Roy, move in beside Lucas so the girls are next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit closer. That's it. Now look at me, Phoebe.
No.
Come on, sweetheart.
Come on,
Phoebe. She doesn't
Phoebe.
Want to.
Look this way. That's right. Now smile for Mummy.
Oh, she doesn't look very happy.
Hey, cheese.
I can't.
I should just take the picture.
Okay. There.
Oh, dear, what's the matter, Poppet?
Oh.
Come on, let's give that face a wipe.
Let me take her.
No, it's okay.
Here, Roy, here's the...
Oh, thanks. Come on, chocolate face. Let's clean you up a bit.
Too much excitement for one day.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yeah. It's better, isn't it?
Can I borrow this?
Yeah, sure, here you
thanks.
Oh, Phoebe, look, come on, darling, come to Mummy.
No, sorry, Kate, she didn't want to. I'll have to take her home.
She hasn't had her birthday cake yet.
I'm sorry. But she can keep this up for hours, believe me.
I understand. I'll see you out, Roy. Let's just find her presents.
Oh, sorry about this.
Hey, don't apologise. I know it can be sometimes.
I'll see you Sunday.
Yes.
Bye, Kate.
Bye. Bye, Phoebe, darling.
Come on, let's get you home.
Oh,
Kate.
God, this is so hard.
I know.
She doesn't want me.
It isn't that.
She prefers Hayley.
Kate, Hayley is there every day.
I've become a stranger to her.
It's what she knows.
She'd rather be with her than me.
But that doesn't mean that she doesn't love you.
Doesn't it?
No. And besides, I love you. And so does Nolly. Oh, come on, Kate. Come on. It's okay.
Kenton?
Oh, hi, Dave. I thought you'd gone to Worcester.
I want a word with you.
Well, Ruth said you'd gone to visit an old mate. You have a good day?
Yes, thank you.
If you'd let me know, I'd have done the afternoon milking for you, save you having to rush home.
Do you think I'd let you near my cows?
I haven't forgotten how, you know.
After what you did to those poor heifers.
Ah, Ruth did mention something about water not getting to the drinking trough.
Those animals were in great distress. We're lucky we didn't have the RSPCA onto us.
Oh, come on.
I mean it, Kenton. They were seriously dehydrated. They were suffering.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh. So whose fault was it, then?
How was I supposed to know the pipe was blocked?
Well, all you had to do is to walk as far as the water trough and look into it.
Yeah, but...
But it's too much trouble, isn't it? You'd rather just cross your fingers and trust to luck.
Oh, come on, Dave. It's a chance in a million, isn't it?
What, that the jet was blocked? No. It is the kind of thing that happens from time to time. That's why we check it every day.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? It was an honest mistake.
No, it wasn't. It was sloppiness. It was lack of care. You caused those animals to suffer.
I didn't mean to.
And it's just typical of your attitude.
What?
Your timekeeping is terrible. You're slapdash. You're forever cutting corners.
That is really not fair.
You never did care for farming, and you obviously haven't changed. So as far as I'm concerned, that is it. You've had your chance. You're fired.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.